Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Thirsty Thursday. Steve Miggs, we're going to talk probably a lot about flooding and things of that nature. So before we get into all of that today,
okay,
my mom has pointed something out about you.
Oh, boy.
That I want to bring to light.
All right. Well, I feel like, you know, you get your savagery from your mom.
Oh, so 100%.
So I'm a little nervous. I love your mom. Shout out to Rosalie. But like... But I also get a little worried that if I ever get on her bad side, I am royally effed. So please tell me what your mom noticed about me.
So you know how we were making fun of the way that Danny and my husband Brad say Thanksgiving? They say Thanksgiving. She pointed out the way that you say it, the parent chip company of these chips. Do you remember saying it the other day?
Nabisco?
No. The one that starts with an F?
Frito-Lay?
See that? You said it normal.
Well, how did
the other day you said Frito-Lay?
Thanksgiving.
Frito-Lay.
I said, now well, I don't I know think, if I'm saying it right.
I think the emphasis is on the lay.
I hate this because now I'm going to be in my head.
Frito-Lay.
Like somebody told me I say went weird, and now I don't know if I say went weird. And now I'm
like
always
went somewhere.
Like I went somewhere.
Well, it's kind of southern.
Where are you from?
I don't know anymore, man. But like, there are some words where I'm like, I don't think I say it weird. So now that I know other people think I say it weird, I try and avoid it. But then my brain's like, what's another term for went? I'm going there.
The one thing I know I always say weird, and now I'm way more aware of it because someone pointed it out, is the word for. And I think we've mentioned this before. I say it like fur almost. We're going out for coffee.
Mm. Oh, I wouldn't even notice that.
And now I notice it every time I see it. And then my child even pointed it out to me, like, Mom, you said fur.
Yours is bag, Taryn.
Oh,
she says bag.
Bag. Let me go get my bag.
Which then it shocks me that then you wouldn't say major if you say bag.
I am not taking it that far.
Well, it's getting you're one step away.
Oh my God.
What does that do for Danny?
I think it's first.
Thanksgiving.
And first.
How do you say first?
First.
Yeah. Or wolf. He can never work at the country station for many reasons.
Oh, my God.
But could you imagine? One day for an April Fool's prank, we should have you be like the voice of the wolf.
The wolf.
And Ted Smith says it that way as well.
Wow. And all of us work on the radio. This is wild.
Clearly, English majors do not apply.
Well, let's get into the Daily Mix download and see how that goes.
Frito-Lay.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMV is brought to you by Palace Law. And today it's National App Day. And usually I would ask you guys, what's your favorite app? What's your go-to app? What was the last app that you were on?
Oh, gosh. That's a good question. Probably my Fubo app.
This early in the morning?
Well, I put it on so that when I was driving, I could listen to the Como 4 news team.
Yeah,
wanted to know what was going on and like listen to, for like road closures and school closures and things. I wasn't watching Fubo. I was just listening.
I'm not gonna judge. I listen to YouTube or Netflix all the time in my car.
It's the best.
Yes.
What was yours?
Apple Music.
Yeah.
What about you, Danny?
Instagram.
Which
also my favorite app. So they knock two birds with one stone.
I think of all the social media apps, I would think Instagram's always my go-to.
100%.
Way more fun.
Yeah.
Yes. Although X is pretty good, though, sometimes for, like, you know, adult content.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. Not really. Hey, let's talk about the Seattle Kraken last night. They actually won a game, and they were playing on TNT. Maybe they need to be on the national spotlight more often. They were down 2-1. Matty Beneer scores with 25 seconds left in the game, and then they go into overtime, and Vince Dunn does this.
Everly leaving it for Tolvanen. And one-timer!
The six-game losing streak is over. They had all their dads there. This was kind of weird. I don't know if it was planned this way, but it's kind of funny. The Kraken had all their dads there for like a dad's night. The Los Angeles Kings were in town. They had all their moms there for a mom's night.
I love that.
Yeah, it just proves that dads are better than moms.
You think anyone hooked up?
I know, that's what I was wondering too.
Oh my gosh.
What a story. How'd you guys meet?
Well, Western Washington continues to be hit by this powerful second atmospheric river. Heavy rains are everywhere, and all the rivers in the area, it seems like, are flooding. I don't think there's any river that's not in a flood situation
right
now.
We're going through like all the news sets. I can't keep up. They're telling you to leave everywhere. Like, where do we go?
Skagit County, Snohomish County, King County, Pierce Counties, a lot of evacuation orders for certain folks in those areas. Governor Bob Ferguson has also declared a statewide emergency, so the National Guard is being mobilized.
Damn.
And if you're in a threatened area and they're telling you go, you should follow evacuation notices. Don't drive in the water. What do they say? Turn around, don't drown? Yeah, turn around, don't drown.
I do love the aggressive nature of their notices, because it's not like, hey, please evacuate. It's go now.
Go now.
Yeah.
I mean, and some of the rivers are expected to, you know, break the records from, you know, 30, 40 years ago. It's bananas out there. It's biblical.
Well, it sounds like you were watching. I think everybody's just watching that flood coverage. And I had to do, I would like to give a shout out to meteorologist for Fox 13, Abby Acone.
Acone,
thank you. Okay, her too. Easily my favorite of all the people that I've been covering. I feel I'm learning new people that work in these news agencies. I'm like, who's this person? Who's that person? Well, anyways, she was doing reporting by the Puyallup River and did an incredible job describing what was going on. Here, check it out.
Major flooding is happening right now at many rivers in Western Washington. I'm meteorologist Abby Acone with the breakdown. We're here in Ordain. This is along the Puyallup River. This thing got to more than 12 feet earlier today. For reference, that's the size of two chief meteorologists, Brian McMillan.
There you go.
Brian McMillan, he's a Coug, by the way. Go Cougs.
It's been haunting seeing full-on huge trees and logs blowing past the Puyallup River. The waters are just gushing and roaring. Make sure to be safe. Don't drive into flooded waters. It doesn't take as much water as you think for you to lose control. All it takes is 6 inches of water for you to lose control of your vehicle.
And at that moment, she's pulling out a tape measure just to show you what 6 inches is. I knew you were going to go down that road, because I did as well. Hey, as far as weather, we've got a high of 55 degrees. It's going to rain today. Also, Thursday night football that you can watch on Amazon. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are taking on the Atlanta Falcons. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
I believe yesterday, a handful of tickets for Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday at the cool price of $55 were released. Steve Miggs, people can go tomorrow's Friday for Brent Smith and Zach Myers of Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead, Sleep Theory, Des Rocks, Return to Dust. $55 tickets are available right now at KISW.com while supplies last.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Yesterday, we told you about how one time Kate Winslet was asked to do something very odd. And she was asked to do this thing by Eminem. And she was on the Graham Norton show talking all about it.
And also, I have to say something else. And this is a story I've never, never told. Eminem asked me to shave his bottom. A poo bum theme for me when I come on the show.
Was it like a handheld razor?
Well, he did. He said, "Would you shave my butt?" And I said, "I'm sorry, I don't do personal grooming." Like, what? I'm not going to go with a bic and get your crack, love. I was honestly.
That's still my favorite part. Get a bic and go to your crack, love.
Oh, I mean. Maybe he's into that kind of thing. I don't know. Maybe it's a fetish for Eminem.
Or is he just like kind of just... I feel like it's one of those things where it's like, let me see what kind of reaction I'm going to get. But what if she said yes? Then he's like, well, crap.
She seems like kind of a fun person. I'm actually kind of surprised she said no.
I feel like you've probably been asked a lot of strange... Because you will give rides to hitchhikers. Yeah. You will have like a random person on like a ferry that needs to get somewhere. And you'll be like, jump in the car with my husband and I. It's not going to be weird at all. There's something about you that attracts strangers asking you to do strange things.
I mean, that's probably the most... The hitchhiker this summer was probably the most strange, and that was fun, and great news. I wasn't, you know, murdered on the side of the road, so that was great.
Thank goodness.
But I do recall, like, you were talking about how you were asked to shave Ted Smith's head.
Yes.
I have had to put sunscreen on Ted Smith's back, which is not a weird thing to do for a friend.
But he's hairy.
And so it's like, you have to mentally prepare yourself for the aftermath of that.
This is a weird question to ask, but was this before or after Ted discovered manscaping?
I think he does
have... What are we doing? It's 6:24 in the morning and I'm asking about Ted's grooming habits.
He does have a couple dude friends that will help him with the shaving part.
What, like a team? Like a pit crew?
Yeah. But I have done this on... Thank God for spray sunscreen, though, because that does make the job a little less messy, but...
I feel guilty asking my wife to rub lotion on me.
Guilty?
Yeah, because of my hair.
Oh, no.
Sorry, babe.
Well, it's when you put sunscreen on Ted's back and then you look at your hands afterwards, you look like you have the hands of a Sasquatch.
Oh, my God.
There's a lot of shedding that happens.
Enjoy your breakfast, everyone.
I was going to say, you know, I've been trying to, like, you know, if you're looking to get into a caloric deficit, we should just have you talk about lotioning up D. Ted Smith every morning because I'm going to skip breakfast.
Yeah, go for it.
All right, nice.
The Daily Migs Show.
Maybe it was a friend, a family member, or a complete stranger, but we want to know about the oddest thing you were ever asked to do. And the number is 206-803-ROCK. You can call in right now and tell us all about that strange thing you were asked to do.
I just remembered I have one, and it involves cologne.
Oh, no. 206-803-ROCK. We will take those calls after Stone Temple Pilots. This could be a story involving a friend, it could involve a family member, or a complete stranger. But we would love to hear the story about the strangest thing you were ever asked to do for someone else. Call 206-803-ROCK and give us the details. David, you're in Seattle this morning. Friend, family member, stranger, what is the oddest thing you were ever asked to do?
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
I guess, like, in the grand scheme of things, this isn't all that weird, but this one girl asked me to make animal noises in bed, right?
What kind of animals are we talking?
Well, that's the thing. We're already in the middle of the act, right? And I was like 19 or something. So I'm like, man, what animal do I pick? Because I got to keep this going. I was like, a pig or a donkey? No, definitely not. That's not, I don't know why that first came to my mind. Those aren't, it didn't feel like to be a sexy animal. It was like, why, what's a sexy animal? You know, it took sort of rabbit hole. And then all I could think of was like a zebra or a giraffe, and neither of those even make a specific sound.
My first thought would be, are we talking domesticated animals or animals in the wild?
I don't know, sorry, like subcategorizing, like, let's see, what's their shoes?
Well, what did you end up with?
Like low guttural.
I feel like the no-brainer would be bear. That seems like, you know, masculine.
Yeah.
That is just
insane. I was hoping we could get an animal sound from him.
So what would your animal noise of choice be?
A bear.
A bear?
I mean, or
do you think
a goat.
That would be your wife's animal of choice?
I'm trying to think of what she would like.
Maybe she'd like.
I think she would like more of like maybe like a bird of some sort.
Can you give us a?
No, please don't.
No.
Just squawking in her ear.
What about a goat? Ah.
I was thinking more of just maybe like purring.
Oh yeah, that's weird. All right, yeah, that's not bad.
I don't like this.
What about you, Danny? What animal? If you were, if let's just say Linda, you know, it's like for my birthday.
Yeah.
She's like, I want you to make some animal sounds in the throes of passion.
Is it weird that my first thought was a monkey?
I was literally thinking that for you, Danny. For some reason, that's what I was envisioning.
I envisioned that when you're by yourself.
But. Well, that is true, Steve. But yeah, no, I don't know why. Like I was just like, oh yeah, like crazy monkey.
Pound on your chest a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, geez. 206.
But he said donkey. I don't think. That would be
weird.
I mean,
is it straight up Dominic the donkey?
Oh.
Because that could be sexy.
Yeah, mix in some sleigh bells and then I'm in on that.
206-803-ROCK. This could be a story involving a friend, a family, a stranger. What was the oddest thing that you were ever asked to do for someone?
This story that was texted into us is so crazy that they actually said no to their own parent when it came to this one. In 1978, when I was 8 years old, my mom had just had surgery for hemorrhoids. She needed help putting the cream on, and I was the only one there. And so she asked me. I tried, but I couldn't do it.
Oh, no. Would you do that for your mom?
Absolutely not. There's not a chance. When I went back home after my dad passed, my mom was battling some health stuff. And I knew, like, okay, if I have to help, of course you have to help.
Yeah.
But my brother, you know, he's the older brother, so he should have to do it, of course. Yeah. He stepped up and he's like, all right, I got to take care of, you know, taking care of mom in the shower.
Oh.
And I was like, man, that is a tough go. Of course, I would do it if it was like, but I was not going to argue with him over who has to do it. Like when he said, I'll do it, I'm like, all right, you said it first.
I will say there's nothing more humbling than a family member having to bathe you, because when I had knee surgery, my mom had to do that for me. And it was pretty much the worst experience ever. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Do you try and engage in conversation or you just look the other way?
There's one doesn't make an eye contact.
Just don't bathe at that point.
Just let the stank hang on.
This wasn't really gross or anything, but it was the oddest. I remember it was many, many years ago. I wasn't even with Sid at this time. This is back when I lived in Linwood, and I was at the Aldwyn Malls around the holiday season, and I was over in Macy's, and this girl came up to me and said, hey, can you do me a favor? Can I spray this cologne on you so I can smell it on you to see if it's a good scent for my significant other? And I'm just like, sure, why not? I don't even know why. Like, usually, like, that would be like, I would never want to do, like, this version of Steve would just be like, nah, sorry, I got to go. I have to go to the other section. And so I agreed, and she sprayed it on me, and then she's in the middle of Macy's just smelling me. I'm like walking by her to see if she's like, I just want to make sure because I've had some bad luck with like colognes for my boyfriend, blah, blah, blah. And I had a girlfriend at the time, and she's like, what are you wearing? I'm like, well.
Funny story.
And she's like, I think she was flirting with you. I'm like, I don't know. Like, it was for her boyfriend. She's like, maybe it was a make-believe boyfriend.
She was 100% flirting with you.
Well, I wasn't picking up. I wasn't picking up what she was putting down. No. My girlfriend was like, can you take a shower, though? I don't like the scent at all. I'm like, yeah, I don't really like it either.
I hope you didn't steer her in the wrong direction.
Well, I just put it on. I didn't tell her if I liked it or not. She just wanted to smell it on me. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We got one more.
206-803-ROCK. It's Brian on 167. Brian, what is the oddest thing you were ever asked to do for a friend, a family member, or a stranger?
Morning, guys. We were down at some illegal street races quite a few years ago, and a guy was pulling wheelies on his street bike up and down the road where everybody was racing, and the Honda turned out and ran him over. And the guy that got ran over, you could see bone in his leg.
Oh.
We told him, we need to take you to the hospital. We loaded him and his motorcycle up in my truck. He said, no, just take me home. And we took the guy home, and he asked us to carry him inside and pour him a glass of whiskey and then get out of his house.
Wow. So, and that's the last you ever heard from the guy?
Oh, yeah. We didn't exchange numbers or anything.
Well, I know that.
It was the start of a beautiful friendship.
Maybe he requested you on Facebook. Who knows? That's nuts.
Oh, gross.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to beat Steve this morning? This man has a record of 388 wins, 131 losses, and 105 ties so far on the year. 206-803-ROCK is the number, and we will play Beat Migs at 650.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.